This summer at TalkTalk, we've got deals that make sense. Our new Fibre Plus packages offer everything you get with our standard unlimited fibre broadband plans, plus award-winning online security, plus guaranteed fixed prices from just £26 a month for 18 months, plus the latest Amazon Echo Dot with Alexa, plus an Amazon Smart Plug. When you add it all up, it just makes sense. Fibre Plus packages from TalkTalk. For everyone, search TalkTalk Fibre. Offer ends 8 September. £4.95 post and packing. T's and C's at talktalk.co.uk.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Broads. I'm Ronnie Karam. Guess who's with me? He's handsome. He's tall. His name is Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for calling me handsome.
Or as Kaya would say, how are you?
Or as Kaya would say, I feel bad.
Hi, Ben. Everybody, welcome to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Days. A couple of things, okay? One is we were on the Morbid podcast. We love that podcast. It's a murder show, okay? It's all about crimes and murders. And we did it this week. We talked about murder ballads with Ash and Elena. Had so much fun. Go subscribe to Morbid. And we did a Crappens on Demand this week for Real Housewives of Potomac. Crappens on Demand are our video recaps. We also did one for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We did a preview of the trailer. So you can watch that video as well as listen to the bonus. Just go sign up at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff. A lot of good content in the extended Crappens universe. So today we're talking Beverly Hills. This has just been a big funny week on Bravo. A lot of emotions are raw and strong on Bravo. So it was great for us to end our Crappens week with Beverly Hills because this episode was hilarious. This is watching the women hype up Sutton to confront Erica, and then how they all just completely backed away and let Sutton just like stay out there to dry. Wow, that was classic Beverly Hills. What a great counterpoint to New York, right? With New York is the show where you do one thing wrong and they're just like, they're cursing each other out, you know? And here, the way they tiptoe around confrontation is such a hilarious juxtaposition.
It's also classic because it happens all the time on the show. This is the Munchausen storyline where Rinna brought up Yolanda having Munchausen or accused her of having Munchausen on national TV. And Kyle and Vanderpump were like, "Oh," and she's like, "You manipulated me into doing that." And that was her big ridiculous storyline for that season, was Lisa Vanderpump manipulating her into bringing up Munchausen. And then made this whole thing of how Lisa Vanderpump is a big manipulator later the whole time and totally got herself out of any trouble from Munchausen, which is, I mean, it's classic Rinna. And this is just classic Beverly Hills. I mean, it's so funny how something can cycle like this at 11 years and we're still coming back to the old classic manipulation.
I know. It's fun to see Beverly Hills have a season that has a real strong heartbeat in it too. Like people are loving this season because there's something, you know, big and real happening. And it's just so fun to watch these ladies and how deeply fake they are. It's also fun to see Garcelle just not give a fuck. I mean, Garcelle clearly hates the majority of this cast. I think that she was so disappointed in them after what happened with Denise. I think that she just saw them all for the fakers that they are. But she was like, that being said, a paycheck is a paycheck and visibility is good. So I'm going to come in here, but I don't give a fuck about any of these women.
She doesn't give a rip. I mean, for all these years that Erica's been traipsing around with her, I don't give a fuck. The one that truly does not give a fuck is Garcelle.
She doesn't, and she tried to give a fuck, and then Erica bit her head off 2 weeks ago, and now she's like, okay, fine. I was actually a real friend to you, not a fake person like these. So Who the fuck cares? I don't care.
Yeah, you just got the wrong person on your side, dumbass, Erica.
Yep.
So let's get into it, shall we? It's Christmas in Los Angeles.
Yes, and we're at the Sutton Summit at Dorit's house. And she's like, I have questions. I left yesterday very concerned. And then I started thinking, well, my alarms went off and red flags started flying everywhere. And then I was like, Kyle, stop decorating this house. It's my house now. It's not yours. Just the landlord. That's all, Kyle.
And I talked to an attorney and I said, do you know Olivia Benson from Law & Order SVU in real life? Because that is one boss ass B. Also, what are we getting ourselves into here, lawyer man? And Dorit's like, I knew Benson in real life. He was good friends with me, mom.
She's like, I am not sure how much I want to be around my friend. Note that I did say my friend during this time. And I'm not being a fair weather friend. I'm just being, I would say, in a changing temperature, changing location friend, perhaps is what I'd call myself. I'm protecting myself. And I don't want my name in an article that's associated with this. It's like, Sutton, I hate to break it to you, but you are literally on a cast of a television show with this person. There will be articles about you, especially because you're having this scene right now.
Right. And to prove her point, she starts drawing a big U in the air with her finger. Her hand motions are hilarious. So Rena's like, oh, wow, that's me. If anybody didn't notice, that was me sighing. I just sighed. Whoa, whoa.
Wow. And wow.
It's like, well, it's associated with taking money. Any of it. And Kyle's like, well, you mean our association to Erica? And Garcelle's like, yeah, no, I mean, Kyle. Who would want to be associated with?
No, Kyle, it's your association with microwaves. She doesn't want that in the press. Of course, you idiot.
Garcelle's like, who would want to be associated with it? Sutton? And she's like, well, this sounds terrible. I know. And Renee goes, but how does that affect you? People are like, ew, she's friends with that person. I mean, come on.
Yeah. People don't care who you're associated. It's like me being associated with Scott Disick, right? Who's dating my daughter? Who cares about associations, right?
Look,
Scott Disick.
I'm on the boards of museums, ballet companies. I just want to stay clean, okay? I do not want to be involved. Well, I don't care. I don't care. I do not care. I don't care. I don't care.
When you sit at a board meeting for the Cracker Jack Corporation, that means business. And you do not mess around with that, okay?
Listen, this is not the kind of nutcracker I want to discuss this Christmas, okay?
Listen, I was on the board of trustees for Kudos Snack Bars, okay? And that was all ruined because of my ex-husband. I'm just saying, I'm sensitive to these things.
And Sutton's like, look, Ruth Madoff has zero friends. People don't like cheaters and liars. And stealers. They just don't like them. And now Sutton really is that asshole of a person who the second their friend goes through something is like, I don't want to be involved in that. You know, like she is kind of coming off that way. But in this situation, kind of with her, well, right?
She's being a truly terrible friend right now. But I think we're all like, your instincts are probably correct in this one. We support you on this. We can find you other friends.
Right. She's being a terrible friend, but how true do you have to be to somebody if you have any inkling that they're stealing from orphans and widows at the same time? Like, how much allegiance do you need to pledge to that? Right. So,
well, I mean, they're all under this pressure to be true to Erica and prop up Erica. When the truth is that Erica has really not been true to them. I mean, for whatever the motivation, whether it came from a crafty place or not, like Erica's credibility is totally shot right now. You know, she kept on saying the marriage was great. The marriage is great. This is wonderful. Oh, we just got into this and that. Like everything, like that. Whether she was doing it to protect herself, you know, in a situation where she was in a deeply unhappy marriage. It's just you don't know what's true with her anymore. And I think that Sutton has a right to feel a little concerned about that.
Yeah. So Rena's like, but what if she's innocent? She's like, well, then I'm eating crow pie all day long. Crow pie. I'll eat it. And
that's
so
a lot of calories.
Rena's like, why the fuck are you thinking about your reputation here? Your friend's hurting and going through something pretty major. And you're thinking about your reputation. Come on. So Sutton's like, well, right now, I am way more important than Erica Girardi is. To me, I am more important. To me.
Everybody goes, well, it's very honest. I'm just saying, I am very important to me. Okay? Listen, when I was asked to be on the board of directors for Sunfish, those little boats, those Sunfish boats, the people that make them, okay, that was important to me. And that's all I'm saying. I don't want to lose that.
And Rinna tells us, princesses worry about their reputations. Queens don't. And then okay, she like...
which makeup artist gave her that one?
Yeah, really. Lord Dissek! I know Lord Dissek!
Well, so Rinna says... Oh, no, so Kyle says, well, I called a lawyer to explain because I didn't read the whole LA Times article. It was too long. Kyle, it was not a legal brief. It was literally an article. She's like, too many paragraphs.
I would rather pay a lawyer than read it. And also, I like that Kyle really... Kyle and Rinna work in tandem, as we know. And so Kyle's like, so you're not worried about legalities. You're worried about your reputation. I just want to get that straight. And Sutton's like, both. So Kyle's like, yeah, I got a lawyer. And Tariq goes, I too received advice from a solicitor named Piquet and the Honorable Boy George. Judge Boy said Erica is guilty of stealing my ponytail look. Clink her up!
I'm not going to say who I got legal advice from, but needless to say, I was informed that Erica will be facing a karma chameleon.
Well, I don't want our support of Erica to be interpreted as support from some of the atrocious things that have been done.
Dorit, you are so right. You are so right. Saying that was not on my 2020 bingo card. High five, Dorit.
Yes, exactly. So then Dorit says,
when you read in the LA Times about the victims, children, orphans and widows, your heart just breaks and you think, my goodness, I can't stand behind that. I need to call Boy George.
So I read that one of the lawyers from his law firm left because his wife told the partner, honey, something's off. And Garcelle goes, stop. Yeah, and she left 10 years ago. So who knows? But you know what? That's just a huge red flag for me.
Oh, yeah. And the son-in-law left too. And the son-in-law left.
He wasn't a Disick.
He wasn't a Disick. Not a Disick. So Garcelle says, well, do you feel like you've been told the truth? And son says no. And Kyle says, do you not believe Erica? You know, Kyle just wants to get these things on film so that way they can be used against Sutton at the reunion, right?
Right. She's just getting her testimony. She's like, so you're saying Erica lied, right? And Sutton's like, well, I do think that she has lied to us. And Rennie goes, you do? Did you just say that Erica lied? Yes, I do. And I think it started with the whole 3 years ago head injury that was a broken ankle, but then it was a head injury. And Kyle's like, well, okay. Being told he had a broken ankle and then hearing this later is a little weird. Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, Derek goes, yes, there were some discrepancies. So Crystal is like, yeah, because that's, you know, it seemed like, okay, yeah, everything started 3 years ago. But then when you read the article, that actually a lot of the stuff started happening years before. It had nothing to do with the accident 3 years ago.
Right. And Crystal's like, yeah, it didn't just start 3 years ago. And the son's like, I don't buy it, the whole 3 year package. And Crystal says, yeah, you know, look, since we've been home, I'm all right there with you. You know, that information was prior, so it's not congruent to the information we got.
I don't know what that means, but I'm with you as well.
And so Dorit's like, Erica said there was a decline, and the article suggests it's been going on longer than she said. And you think, my goodness, I've known this person for so long, Goyles, and I had no idea this was going on. She don't know what to believe.
And Sutton says, she's like, well, 10 years ago is when it started to be found out that he was not paying the settlement money. And then Dorit says, and Erica is suggesting that 3 years ago, there was a pivotal accident that changed everything. Hold on, I'm texting this to Boy George so he gets all the information and he can guide us appropriately.
Correct. That changes everything. So Sutton's like, well, then his attorneys are now saying that he's mentally incapable the past 3 years.
Oh, well, Erica is saying the same thing the lawyers have been saying, but that yet there's evidence to show.
Well, Sutton is spoon-feeding Dorit, and Dorit's eyes are getting so big, like she's coming up with all of this, you know, like she's solving a mystery. It's so funny.
But yet the evidence, she goes, well, here's what I think. I think they've talked.
Whoa! Griselle's exclamations through this scene are the best. And Dorit goes,
who talked? Erica and Tom's lawyers?
And Sutton tells us, is it a coincidence that Erica and Tom's attorneys have the same story? I'm just saying, 2 + 2 = 4, and I'm not even good at math. I'm like, listen, 2 + 2 = 4 is not a high-level math problem anyway, Sutton. She's like, let me tell you something. 1 + 1 = 2, and I don't even have a PhD in math, if you know what I'm saying.
Listen, I'm having a hard time being her friend, because this speaks to character, and, hold on, paint on, paint off. Paint on, paint off. Integrity. Well, the hand motion really made that one work. So then Rinna just grabs her chest and goes, oh! Sutton's like, I need to be careful in my dealings. Okay, just for the record, you're also saying you don't want to be associated with Erica. Am I right? Did I get that right?
I don't want my name in the paper about this. Do you think the other board members of Build-A-Bear will take this lightly? I do not think so.
Rinna's like, well, I believe her. I mean, there's no proof not to believe her at this point. And Kyle says, well, I don't believe she knew those things. But if she did, she's not going to just say, yes, I did. I did know everything.
I love Rinna saying that she doesn't believe there's no reason. There's not enough to prove that she didn't know. So therefore, I'm going to believe her after last year when she just totally railroaded Denise off the show.
Right. I know Brandy Glanville's word is stronger than actual court cases, multiple court cases and court documents. So Rinna's like, let me ask you a question, girls. Did you believe Denise last year? Did you really believe that she was telling the truth in your heart of hearts? And Kyle's like, well, I think she was just trying to save her marriage. And then Rinna gives us her monologue. She's like, well, I'm going to get so much shit because I didn't have my friend Denise's back. But I'm supporting my friend. And yes, I don't give a shit whether you like me or not. If I thought Erica was full of shit, I'd say the same thing to her as I said to Denise.
Yeah, she's basically like, I didn't know what was going on there. And I need to find out. So, I mean, you know, it is sort of hard to argue that, where she's like, well, I think Denise is full of shit. I don't think Erica's full of shit. I mean, what can you say to that? But, and I'm glad it was addressed, by the way. So that's the thing that we keep on asking, which is like, how do you give this treatment to Erica after what you did to Denise, right? So Dorit says, well, there cannot be a blind support because I've known her for 5 years. And I'm telling you, everything I believed about Erica's life is the diametrical opposite of what I've learned.
And Garcelle goes, oh my God. I just need to compile all of Garcelle's reactions because they're hilarious. And Dorit goes,
well, she didn't portray anything but that they had a hippie marriage. She said he was the one that was there for the little people.
And then we see a clip of Tom last year saying, it doesn't matter if they've got $500 or $1 million, you do what's right. And Erica's like, that's right, that's my Tom, that's my Tom.
Tom misappropriated at least $5 million of orphans and widows' money. This is sickening to me. I hurt.
And Rinna just drops her head and goes, like shakes her head, like just getting it very on camera that she doesn't agree with any of this. And Sutton's like, okay, well, excuse me. I have notes here. 3 pages. Okay, here we go. In 2010, $10 million. The burn victim got $1 million, and then the family filed, and on the lawsuit is Erica Girardi. And Kyle's like, well, where do they think that money is? Do they think it's hidden? And she goes, girls, they spent the money. What do you think? They buried it somewhere?
So Kyle goes, did Erica know about these things or not? Well, I don't think ignorance is an excuse when she's so smart. You got to choose. Are you going to be smart or are you going to keep on being blissful?
oof. Rinna. She's like, oof.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, you got to choose. Are you going to be smart or are you going to be blissful? To be honest, that whole mistress thing, that is beneath any of us. And also, I don't like the deflection. Oh, I see what you're saying. I can't wait to use this against you later. I'm just saying that so you'll keep going. And she's like, oh, like, look, there's a mistress over here. Don't look at me because there's a mistress. And Kyle's like, wow, this is very scary stuff, you guys. Almost as scary as getting a shoe thrown at my head in Halloween, which is where I know Jamie Lee Curtis from, who might be dropping by later. It's Christmas. So, guys, at the beginning, she said that people disappear and you learn who your friends are. And I said, well, I'm here for the good and the bad. I'm not just here for the good times. Do you have the deed to your house?
Yeah, she's like, listen, if you lost all your, I'm here if you lost, I'm here if you lost your money. I'm here if your husband cheated on you. I'm here if you're getting a divorce, because who else is going to spread the gossip, right? But if there is any connection, I need to know that, because that's going to change how I gossip about it, okay?
Yeah, Kyle's like, I mean, if it's this, and Crystal goes, then fuck you, right? And she goes, yeah, you know, I need to know what, because this is a very different story. So Dorit's like, well, I need to be thinking of myself and my family, because we have nothing but a stellar reputation. Ask the Bellagio or anyone who sews bikinis.
Yeah, and Kyle says, I want to flat out ask her, did you know the money was the money you got was meant for the victims? I'm going to flat out ask her.
Yes, the only way to make it clear is to ask those questions, which we shall.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. Let's do it at your Christmas party.
Yeah, they're just like, we're going to ask hard, hard questions. And so Tariq goes, so next time we see you, we'll be at the Christmas party, right? I love that they're like, we're going to get to the bomb. It's going to be cold and brutal. Oh, it's going to be at a Christmas party too. Cool. Great.
Let's roast that goose at Christmas, guys.
Yeah.
And Kyle says, yeah, you know what we need to say? That it's time to get real right now, Erica. And then Rinna goes, oof.
Yeah, Kyle says, the fact that Erica is coming over for a holiday dinner and we're all going to ask these hard questions is making me feel terrible. I feel like the Grinch that's about to steal Erica's Christmas. I'm like, what about the Grinch that stole the literal money from the victims? How about that?
Yeah. So then we go over to Garcelle's Christmas family dinner. And I was like, love you. Really only care about confronting Erica. But have fun in the scene, okay?
Yeah.
I'll be over here resting my finger on the fast forward button, lady.
Yeah, there's really not much to say in this. She overcooks her turkey and she's like, they'll never know. They're kids. And she's made a whole bunch of Haitian food, and her son Oliver and his wife are there with their kids. And it's a lot of talk about how Oliver's come so far because he had, you know, the divorce was hard on him and he fell into a life of drugs and alcohol or whatever. But he's really turned it around. Now he's like a family man.
Yeah. So then we go to Dorit's house, and Dorit's getting all glammed up, and she calls Kyle, who's getting glammed up. She's like, I'm obsessed with my big, bouncy, beautiful here. So she calls Kyle, and Kyle's like, just get here. She's like, oh my God, you like these earrings? I love your earrings. Oh my God, earrings. And Kyle goes, guess what? Teddy's coming tonight. Oh, I'm excited to see him. Teddy Roosevelt, what a president.
No, Teddy. Oh yes, Teddy from Love Island UK. I love seeing reality stars from my hometown shows.
No, Teddy.
Oh, the little stuffed bear that curses. I love him. PK, what is that on a loop?
Teddy. Oh, I can't coil. I know I'm lost. You're bringing us lingerie. No.
Just come over, Dorit.
All right, girl!
Dorit's like, you know what? I'm actually excited to see her. I mean, we'll ply her with alcohol now that she's pregnant, and maybe she'll approach a personality.
Maybe Teddy can bore Erica so badly that Erica starts falling asleep and just spills out the truth of it.
Yes. So now it's time for Christmas dinner, and Kyle's walking around the caterers and everything, and she's like, huh, guys, I don't want you to make it seem like I you guys cooked, okay? Because I did this. You guys are just helping me baste, okay? You know, they're just like, this fucking Kyle Richards.
And then they throw
for 12 hours.
Then they throw up a Chiron that says Kyle's chef, which is hilarious. So Kyle talks about what a cook she is now. I can't wait for Kyle to try and compete with her own niece's cooking show on Netflix, because you know that what that's about, right? That has to be what this is about.
Yeah. Yeah, because she is pushing this this food thing a lot. So she's like, even though I'm a Jew now, I still celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. And when it comes to Christmas dinner, I don't let anybody touch my food. If somebody wants to add an extra pinch of salt, they may get their finger chopped off. And then it's like they just cut to like a staff of six people cooking the food for everyone.
So Garcelle is first to arrive, and she, you know, just walks around talking amazing. About how gorgeous everything is. Yeah, she does. And talking about how nice the Christmas decorations are and stuff. And Kyle's like, yeah, in my family, we were obsessed with Christmas. One year, my uncle rented a Santa suit, and then we were all staying together. And so we started banging on every cabin, and he scared the shit out of me. I mean, banging. Who thought that was a good idea? You know, it was Kim, just like, come on, guys, this isn't funny anymore.
Well, it turns out I was actually on the set of Halloween, and my mom just said it was Christmas, so I would stop crying for the camera. Like, oh, okay. By the way,
I finally opened the door, and it was the guy with the knife.
Santa was really threatening. He actually tried to kill Jamie Lee Curtis, so I don't know what's up with that. By the way, I one of my favorite hobbies is to make fun of Kyle's foyer, and you know, we talk a lot about the pink neon artwork in the foyer that drives me absolutely nuts. But this episode, we got a wider shot, and we got to see a little bit more of the foyer. Did you notice that, like, right next to the door, there is an oversized book that's just open on a little easel or a stand? It's like one of those giant books you see at, like, Toshin or something. You're like, who buys these books? It's Kyle. Kyle bought the giant book that's the size of a coffin that's open. And, like, it's like some artist, I'm sure, that she has no idea who it is.
Yeah. Or Faye. You never know. It could have been Faye,
too. Well, it was probably Faye. I mean, Faye was like, oh, here's a giant book. I think it'll look really cute in your corner. And she's like, does Erica have one? Yes, she does. Okay, I want one too.
Bigger. It needs to be bigger. Get it bigger than Erica's. Also, I have to add that we need a little Faye in our lives. Why has Faye not been around?
I know.
Faye
we needs to be at this flashback. Dinner.
Yeah, we get Teddy. I don't need Teddy. I need Faye.
Faye. I mean, we got a Faye mention, but we need Faye. Yes. We need proper Faye.
I need Faye to be here to drop the information that Kyle dropped, because that's what Faye does, okay? Faye comes in and she's really nasty to whoever Kyle wants her to be nasty to. Come on, people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So there's Garcelle's just standing there in this crazy foyer looking at the Christmas tchotchkes, and Kyle is just pontificating. She's like, I just love the tradition of it. And there's like a close-up of this train in a gingerbread house, which for some reason just made me laugh out loud. I don't know what it was, Ronnie. It's a very standard thing. It was just like a gingerbread thing with a landscape with a train going through it. But just... I think I started laughing, thinking about Kyle's thought process of like, you know what I want? A little train. I want a locomotive that goes into a gingerbread mountainside.
I feel like that was like 2 weeks of Maurizio high as fuck sitting there with like some icing, some graham crackers, and PK. Just like, oh, bro.
Yeah, look at it. Look at the train go. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, choo-choo, motherfucker. We're going to fuck up Santa Town, eh, bro?
Hey, bro. Going in there. You just know it was like weeks of Kyle scouring Hemmer Schlemmer catalogs, comparing other trains that she's looked up online. Like, she did a Google search for celebrities who have gingerbread trains just to see what theirs looked like, just to get it just right.
And then she's got the Sandra Bullock train for sure. So Garcelle's like, is everybody coming? And she's like, well, Erica didn't say she was canceling, so it's hard because we care about her. But, you know, you want to ask her flat out. Well, I mean, when you ask someone if they're cheating, do you say yes right away? You know, we need to ask more. Yes. And also, Garcelle, greed can bring out the worst in people, too, right? Mm.
Speaking of which, here comes Teddy. And she, like, walks the door. Anybody home? Hi, I'm Teddy. Like, the most Teddy entrance of all. Right?
I'm baby bump free. Give me a drink. Hi, I'm Teddy.
And the producer asks Garcelle, so what's your deal with Teddy? And Garcelle goes, I don't know. She's kind of annoying. For no reason. It's like a little meh.
Like a little mat.
And she starts cracking up. I thought she said a little meh.
A little mat.
Oh.
No, she sounds like a little gnat always buzzing around. And she starts cracking up, and then she goes, oh, God.
So then Rinna shows up, and she's got her wig Heather on, and she looks very much like, I forgot her name. Is her name Caitlin Olsen? Who is on Hacks as the daughter, Jean Smart's daughter. She's on Always Sunny. Something Olsen. I'll figure it out.
So then Dorit arrives, and she gets the Salt Lake City music, which was really weird. Like, suddenly they switch to, like, ha, 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 for Dorit. And, of course, how many Dorits does it take to open a door? Can't open the damn door. And she's like, does this work? Can someone open the door?
Hello, boy. Hi, it's Dorit again. I have a question. Do you know anything about doors? How they work? Do you push them? Do you pull them? Do you slide them? Just give me a call back as soon as possible because I'm stuck at one. Thank you so much.
So Kyle has to open it for her because she's a dum-dum. She's like, it's just a door, Dorit. Then Kathy comes in dressed like a 10-year-old going to church. Kathy really does have some odd fashion choices. This is crazy.
She really does. And so she effortlessly, like, opens the door, by the way. You should mention.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm discombobulated. God, it's like trying to put 10 pounds into a 5-pound bag. Am I right?
They're like, huh? She was like, well, you know, I'm just trying to get things together. You know, I'm ready to have a gorilla, right? I'm ready to have a gorilla. And so the producer says, so to have a gorilla, what does that mean? Oh, just being dramatic, you know? It's like, I'm going to have a gorilla, or I'm gonna have a horse or a barrel of chickens. You know what I'm saying?
And then they cut to a clip of Kim going, that's my chicken, it's my chicken. Give me some chicken, 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 chicken. You know what I mean?
This is what happens if you show Kathy Hilton too much Simpsons merchandise, but enough time has passed. She's like, Kawa Flunga lady, how does that say? Don't have a gorilla, man.
So Dorit's like, Tiddy, the situation you dealt with the children is amazing, Tiddy. And we see that she was at Teddy's earlier that day, and her new child, Dove, had a helmet on. And I'm surprised Dorit didn't accuse her of stealing her storyline, because Dorit was another helmet parent.
Oh, yeah. So then Crystal shows up, and she's like, is my girl here? And she goes and hugs Teddy, and I was like, oh, wow. Ugh. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that's why I've kind of been holding off. I mean, I've actually really enjoyed Crystal this whole season, but at first I was kind of holding off because she was supposedly on the phone with Teddy during that whole Sutton coming into the bedroom thing and in the cabin. The blogs were all saying, oh, she was on the phone with Teddy. And then Teddy was like, oh my God, girl, you were not on the phone with me in that scene, but you had been on the phone with me a lot during that trip, right, girl? And I was like, ew, she's a Teddy person? Ew.
I know, it's shocking. It's shocking. So Teddy's like, I've known this girl for 10 years, and I've never seen her in makeup. Hi, I'm Teddy.
And they're all shocked because Crystal looks just so done up and beautiful. And Garcelle's like, wow, I have to take this in. And they start talking about her boobs because she never puts her boobs out and stuff. And Dorit goes, you've got boobs, baby.
And then Sutton shows up. And Sutton shows up and Kyle's like, oh, Teddy's here. And Sutton goes, oh, I know, I'm so excited. Like, deeply unexcited.
Hi, Teddy.
And then Kyle, sorry.
No, go ahead.
And then Kyle, this is another classic Kyle thing. Kyle goes, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, so we're only missing Erica. Like, of course, I love when she says stuff like that. Like, you know you're only missing Erica. You know how many people are here. I love when she announces that to really just, like, put it out there. I guess Erica's not here, guys. I wonder where Erica is. Guess we're just missing Erica, huh?
So poor Erica, the only person to have to drive herself, drives up and is like, in the front seat of her car, like, here I go with these bitches. So Rena's like, guys, we have to remember, innocent until proven guilty, unless Brandy Glanville accuses you of something. Okay, it's going to take a long time. She can't just answer questions because it's illegal.
Just remember, innocent until proven guilty, until you find something that makes you think there might be people doing cocaine in a bathroom. Innocent until proven guilty.
So So she's like, it's going to take a long time. So Erica enters and she's like, oh, hey, guys. And she's super sullen because I don't know about you, Ronnie. I know you're more of the conspiracy theorist of the two of us, but I feel like you'll probably co-sign this with me that we're going to assume that Rinna called Erica and told her what was going to go down, right? Like, that's
of
obvious,
course.
Right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Are you proud of me that I did a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, but yeah, of course.
So don't minimize it and be like, yeah, it was the easiest conspiracy theory of all time. Okay.
Well, of course Rinna's gonna call her. She's like her best friend. Of course she's gonna call her and go, guess what happened? We need to take him down.
Yeah. So it was like clear that Rinna told her. And then Rinna probably went and told Dorit and Kyle that she told her. So that's why they like totally backed off, because it's like in Big Brother, you know, when there's gonna be this big move to upset like a huge, you know, to blindside someone, and then someone tells the person they're going to blindside, and then the alliance has to, like, you know, take it all back and pretend like they're never going to do it in the first place. It's like that, but in Real Housewives form.
Yeah, so Erica comes in full victim mode. She's like, ha! And Drea's like, how could you get in, Erica? You're so smart! I couldn't even open the door!
Erica, where did you learn about doors from? I swear I've never seen one before in my life. I didn't even know how to open it, but you just opened it right up just like that. You're so intelligent.
They're so different in Europe.
They're all so... Right now, they're just like in peak fakeness right now, because they all know they're going to confront her, and they're all so nervous, and so their normal fakery is just like at a different level, and it is hilarious to watch.
Yes, and they're all just kissing her ass, too. Like, this isn't me. This isn't me, Erica. This is not me. It's not my fault. So Erica's like,
oh, look at my outfit. I just put it together, and I liked it, because I don't have a glam squad in my tiny little house. It couldn't even fit, actually. I tried to get Mikey in the kitchen, and he lost a leg just trying to get in there. So, but I'm here, ladies. I'm here.
And then she sees Teddy and is like, oh, wow. So good to see you. So then she sits down and she's like, I'll have a Coke. She like says Coke in this really weird way. And then in the corner, Sutton's with Garcelle and she's like, Coke, Coke. I say Coca-Cola. And Garcelle's like, I know, I do too. You do? You do? I just like that they're just like bonding over saying Coca-Cola. And therefore, the implication that Erica just says Coke might mean that she is totally guilty.
Yeah, she's trash and she needs to go to prison. So yes. Kyle is like, thank you so much, Erica, for being here. She goes,
oh my God, are you kidding me? Thanks for having me. I'm a little radioactive these days.
And Garcelle turns around and looks right at her and then turns back around and goes, yeah.
Well, I think it's great you're doing radio appearances. I think everyone should be active on the radio, personally.
People say they don't listen to the radio anymore, but guess what? Bo's still making a killing.
He's very radioactive. You hear him all the time on the stations.
So they start sitting down for dinner, and Sutton comes up to Erica and gives her a big fake double kiss. She's like, hello. I'm on boards of ballets and museums. And they tell each other that they look great, and then Erica goes, they're all kind of sitting around the living room or whatever, and someone's like, here, Erica, have a seat. And she goes,
I don't have to sit. I don't have to.
It's like, Erica, sit down.
now that I live in a little shack, I'm used to sitting in dust is my pillow now, so I'll just sit here on the floor. Don't mind me.
When I want to sit in my tiny apartment, I just lean back. That's pretty much all I can do in there.
Sometimes things get so tough in my tiny little shack that I have to go outside and turn off the pool's heating and make sure my Range Rover's locked up. And then I come inside and I sit on a little napkin that I call my chair. God, life is hard.
So Sutton and Garcelle are still whispering to each other. She's like, Garcelle, did you say hello to her? She goes, well, she winked at me, but it wasn't really a hello. But did you say hello? Because you might want to say, hi. She goes, no, because that's going to be awkward. I'm not listening to you.
Sounds like, are you nervous to talk to her? Are you nervous to say Coca-Cola instead of Coke in front of her? Are you nervous? She's like, no, I'm not. But it's awkward, but I'm not afraid. So you'll say Coca-Cola? Do you promise? Because I'll say Coca-Cola if you say Coca-Cola.
Do not betray me and say Coke. I swear to God.
If you even say Pepsi, I think our friendship might be over, Garcelle.
If you order an iced tea behind my back, I swear to Jesus above. So Kyle's like, guys, I did a full Christmas dinner for you. Look, I cooked. I did all of this. Come on, everybody, get some food. And Kathy just like loads up a huge plate. She's like, Kathy, are you on a diet?
Yeah. And Kyle's like, okay, guys, go in the dining room and grab your plate. I did place cards, Sutton. I did place cards. You'll be very happy. Oh, look, I put you right next to Erica. I did place cards. Okay, it's a whole Christmas dinner.
Yeah. I just like that Kathy is rich enough to eat whatever the fuck she wants. Like, that is true wealth on this show. You know, we've seen a lot of wealth that we think is true wealth. Erica! But this is true wealth, when you just eat whatever the fuck, you know?
Well, I also... Yeah. Well, I also say I like that she's so, so wealthy, and yet she also pounces on a free meal.
Yeah, that's how rich people stay rich. So Kyle's like, going on about her cooking, and then she's with Erica on the line getting food. And she goes, I just want to say, Erica, I really appreciate you being here. She's like, oh, well, thanks for supporting me. You don't have to thank her over and over. She's on the show.
Like, yes.
Like, thanks for coming to work today, Erica. She's like, well, thanks for supporting me, Kyle. And she goes, yeah, remember when I said I'm not just here for the good times? I meant that. She goes,
oh, you're a solid friend, Kyle.
So if something terrible were to happen tonight and you were to think that I was a fair weather friend, I just want to remind you now that I'm actually a good friend. So enjoy. Bon appetit.
I remember when I said I'm not here just for the good times. That was when I thought you were rich. So I might be betraying you a little bit right now, but I'm also not going to be betraying you because maybe this is all a lie and you still will be rich later. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know, whenever I say I'm not just here for the good times, it's actually an oblique reference to a time when Kim went to the wrong audition in the 70s. I'll tell you, I did not appreciate her at that sitcom.
Well, you know what we need to do, Erica? We need to make good times, okay? Because this food is good times. I cooked it. I cooked it. So she walks off and goes, awkward spice. Because Kyle's still on her naming things after Spice Girls phase.
Meanwhile, and I'll tell you where Rinna is in life. She's at that place in life where she's just making small talk and patter about the food. She's like, ah, it's so tender. Wow, Kyle. It's like Christmas on a plate. It's gorgeous. It's so tender. Christmas tender. It's so tender. Because then they go back to like the tender thing like a few more times in the episode. They're like, it's so tender, Kyle. It's so tender, Kyle. Mm-hmm. It's like the thing where they don't know what to say.
How is this so moist? Do you inject it with a needle, Kyle?
Kyle's like, well, this is Beverly Hills, but no one gets it. It's like, of course they wouldn't.
So they're like, okay.
Yeah, so Dorit's like, I didn't have room on my plate for anything else. She's like, come on, Dorit, you didn't get stuffing or mashed potatoes, which I totally made.
I don't have any room, girl. Basically, this turkey feels like Erica in her new home. There's nowhere else.
You know, we spend so much time talking about cage-free chickens, but when can we get a cage-free Erica Girardi? Am I right?
So, and by the way, in the middle of this, Kyle then does another one of these faux pity moments where she says, Erica seems so low and beaten down, and to see her like that just makes me feel bad because I want to be able to support her, but I want to be able to support her with a clear conscience as well. I feel bad. Kyle always preloads the I feel bads before then she sets someone up for humiliation. Always.
Totally. So she's like, here, everybody. I want to say happy holidays and an extra special thank you to Erica for showing up to work today. Erica, I hope 2021.
Oh, I hope it's better than 2020. Is that what you were going to say? Yeah, still got it.
Health and happiness to everyone except, who says that? Kathy? Oh, yeah, Kathy. She's like, well, I just want to say health and happiness to everyone except that girl that I don't know over there, whoever brought her.
Doormat? What's her name? Or is that Betty? I don't know.
So Erica's like,
I went to my doctor and he said I'm healthy, so at least there's that.
And so now Kyle starts circling in. So she goes, do you think that it's like a dream sometimes? And you wake up and you're like, oh God, it wasn't a dream, but you're alive. So you're like, thank God he didn't kill me. And then you realize, wait a second, I'm talking about the wrong franchise. Wrong horror movie.
Do you ever wake up and think, oh my God, I'm so lucky to know Michael Landon?
Do you ever wake up and say, oh my God, I thought those bangs were a dream. And then you look in the mirror and you still have them and you say, gosh darn it, Michael Myers.
So Erica says, oh, it's all happening in real time, and she's just exhausted.
Well, you must be blindsided day to day, Erica.
And Erica's like, yeah, and there's more coming. It's far from done.
I feel it. I feel that, Erica. I feel like we're just getting started.
Well, thanks. Is that supposed to make her feel better?
I know.
Dorit?
Like me, when I put my hand on a doorknob, I feel like we're just getting started.
But were you really blindsided? Are you really? Because I mean, go ahead, ask this question that I was not warned that you were going to ask at all, Sutton. Well, no, look, it just feels like, you know, you can get information before it hits the press, right?
Well, I don't have access to lawsuits before they hit the press because I barely have electricity. I just have a little hamster in the corner on a wheel, and sometimes hook them up to a light bulb, and I get a little flicker for 5 seconds a day. So, I mean, I really don't know anything.
Can't even get the ham radio to work. And she's like, well, I don't have access to lawsuits before they hit the press. No. Well, I think that it was when the LA Times article came out when you left, and it seemed like, I know that I'm just on the boards of ballets and museums and stuff like that, but she must know about this, right? Because we all read it, and the timeline was just a little confusing for me.
And Crystal decides to help her out a little bit. She goes, well, my biggest question was that it was about Tom and what happened 3 years ago, and things started happening with Tom before 3 years, so that was my question. And Erica's like, I don't know. I know what I've seen in the last 3.5, almost 4 years. Look, I just added another year to it, so that will save me a little bit more. So I don't know. I have no idea. And Sutton says, well, the burn victim thing was 10 years ago. Well, that was just being recently litigated, so that doesn't count, okay? Yeah, but that was January 2020. See, I did read the whole article, everyone. It was like a weird pivot from Sutton where she was trying to make light of something and like just was strange.
Right. Also, yes, and the last time you were asked about that litigation was on Watch What Happens Live, and now you're pretending you don't know that you've ever heard it. I mean, give me a break with this. So then Erica goes, and I'm not answering anyone's questions. And Dorit's like, no one is trying to pry. And I totally understand where you're coming from, Erica. And Christelle's like, not what you said the other night. Well, as my mother's friend Nero Carter once said, give me a break, I sure could use it.
Well, you know, it's like when I watched that instructional video made by Oliver Stone called The Doors, you know, some things just hit you the wrong way.
Not what you said the other day. And then Dorit just stares at her, like, pissed. And then we see a clip of Dorit going,
Tom misappropriated at least $2 million from orphans and widows' money. It's sickening to me.
So Garcelle tells us, well, I don't remember Dorit being that supportive when we all had our sister circle moment the other day, which I liked.
It was, and Dorit's also like, a little throw to quad.
Quad, so, I don't.
Yeah. So Dorit's like, first of all, let me explain, guys, that we all met the other day. It was a meeting called Sutton's Meeting of Things That Sutton Thinks and Only Sutton Has to Say.
Yeah. Dorit was real quick to then throw Sutton under the bus the moment that, like, any grief started going her way. So Erica then just starts staring. Like, oh, blank's there. So Sutton says, well, the reason I wanted to talk to everyone is to see where everyone stood on this. Oh, so it's a committee. Do we support Erica or do we not? Well, thank you for acknowledging that I am on a committee. Thank you so much.
I've worked very hard to get on that committee.
No, Erica, not at all. Not at all, Erica.
And so Erica's doing that monotone thing in the diary room where she's like, you guys decided on what questions to ask me and what holes there were in the LA Times story and what you've heard around town. What is this, a grand jury? What the fuck is this shit?
It's called a reality show, and you knew what you're signing up for. So Sutton says, well, I don't think you had anything to do with what his law firm was doing.
I had no access to that, and I don't think you do. I just was making sure we addressed the allegations in the LA Times article.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we...
Well, I don't think
it's we.
Knowledge. It's not we, actually. I was the person in that meeting going, oof, oof. You guys might remember me. Clutched my chest a couple of times, so not we.
And Kyle goes, yeah, Sutton, you took a very different stance than the rest of us. And Sutton's like, wait a minute.
Rita's like, Sutton's sitting here, but she left her spine at home. Says Rinna, who has been kissing Erica's ass for years and years and like and avoiding going into any of this stuff, right?
Right. So, Rinna goes,
you need to say what happened on Saturday night. If she walked through that door, you said, I'll tell her exactly. Be real, Sutton. Be real.
So I was like, okay, Lisa, I'm doing that right now, but she's going through a lot.
Yes,
so
she is.
Yes, and so I talked to an attorney, and I was like, what is going on? And Erica goes, oh, you talked to an attorney about me? She's, of course I did. And now everyone's just sitting there quietly, and so Garcelle finally is like, I don't think she's the only one who did that. And so, of course, Erica's like, so who here got an illegal opinion? And they're all just like raising their hands. Like even the chefs inside are like, I did too. The drivers. Someone, just a random person knocks on the door, just says, I actually got one as well.
A leaf blower passes outside, just raising his hand. I got one as well.
Portia comes through. I got one. Carlton comes by. I actually got one.
Camille comes from under the table. I asked my lawyer about it.
Yeah, she asked her lawyer, and he basically told her that it's a lot of trouble, but it's probably going to be okay because you aren't on the show anymore. So you probably can just like live your life in Malibu be very happy.
Devastating.
So upsetting.
I never remember that.
It's so fun. I know. Upsetting. It's okay.
So Erica's upsetting. Like, well, who else? And Reed's like, well, I spoke to my husband, who's the same color as the solicitor wig, so I think he counts.
And Erica just shakes her head. She goes, what did he say?
Well, he said by no means are we legally in trouble this time. Clearly, you understand that we are dragged into this whether we like it or not.
And Garcelle goes, we're nervous. And Carl says, well, I asked Faye's husband, who's a lawyer. Congrats, Faye. Can we just take a moment to congratulate Faye? Because that is amazing. Okay, to break it down. And he said that it's very likely that Erica had no idea what was going on. Kyle, you are such a fucking snake. You are such a snake. And that is not what you just said the other day.
Yes. Yeah, the other day it was, well, if she's not being honest, we need to get to the bottom of it. Now she's like... So
I can't be involved in this. Blah, 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 blah.
I burdened someone else because I wasn't willing to read six more paragraphs. And he says, you're okay. So,
yeah. And she goes, well, it's true. I didn't know anything. Well, I just want to make sure that I am protecting myself.
Protecting yourself? How, darling? How are you involved in any of this?
Funny how quickly we fall into like Vanderpump colloquialisms when we're against a wall.
Hey, Erica.
So Sutton's like, well, I wasn't involved. And Kyle says, yeah. Well, just be more clear about what you said, Sutton. Please.
It's so hilariously cruel. Like, it's just so, they're just are hanging her out to dry. So Garcelle, her only help is like, well, tell me, or I guess Sutton says, well, tell me what you want me to be a little bit more clear about, Kyle. She goes, well, you were worried about your reputation. She was worried about her reputation. Fair weather friend is a word that was mentioned at some point. So then Sutton's like, well, of course. And Erica goes, now, wait a second. And Sutton goes, listen, that's between me, okay? That's not your problem. That's an issue between me and me, okay? Who says that's an issue between me?
Yeah. And Erica goes, you guys are really that afraid of me? No, we are not afraid. That's not the point.
Oh, really? Well, I'm not sure you don't believe that Erica's not involved, Sutton.
And Sutton goes, well, that's the $20 million elephant in the room. And I say that as someone who's on the board of Ringling Brothers and Bonham and Bailey Circuses.
As someone who approved the opera version of Dumbo, I would like to say, this is yet another $20 million elephant in the room. I'm feeling a little nervous. So hold on. Let me catch some flies with my fingers. Okay.
As some... As someone who was influential in the creation of the elephant cracker and animal crackers, this is a big question.
Now, why is the paper saying that $20 million went into your LLC? And then there's just silence, and Erica stares at the table. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to answer that, right? Because she can't answer
she
that.
She can't
answer. That's like the crux.
That's the thing. Yeah,
that's the crux of the issue.
Right. And the other thing is also, she is literally facing a federal law case, you know, soon. So she actually cannot say anything on this TV show, right? Because it will be, it's going to fuck her over. And they know that too. And she's staring there like, these fucking, like, I can't believe she's going to like, oh, sure, I'm just going to implicate myself on national TV before a federal case even happens. You can see how fresh, like, how so pissed off Erica is. And I mean, I kind of get it, to be honest.
I mean, I get it too, but at the same time, you're using the show to set up Tom's alibis.
Exactly.
Right?
Good point.
And your own. You're like using the show to make yourself look innocent. So you can't have it both ways. So Kyle's like, well, the question is, did you know any of this?
Well, what do you think, Kyle?
Well, as your friend, I don't think that you did.
No, I did not.
Well, everyone's saying, like, do you know where that was coming from, that money? Like, was it a loan? Was it over time? And she's like, well, that is another question as well that we will not cover.
So Garcelle tells us that she thinks that her answers seem very surfacey. She goes, no, I don't feel like she's angry at Tom. I mean, yes, you love him, but he's being implicated on something really terrible, and I understand hurt and betrayed, but I haven't seen anger toward him. I need Perry Mason. And you know what? Garcelle makes an excellent point, because there is no sense from Erica that she's, you know, like, this fucker put me in this position. There are people who are real victims here. And like, you know, like, this is horrific. So I think I really like what Garcelle's onto.
Well, yeah, and it's true, because she first started with the whole Tom is so mean to me and he's so controlling and everything that say, you know, she started with that, but then when she talked to the lawyers or whatever, basically the story changed that Tom has just been in mental decline or everything. Then it's become like this softer version where Tom is calling her all day, begging for her back. I mean, at first she was saying, Tom, you know, once you leave Tom, that's it. There's no coming back from that. He'll never speak to me again. She did that whole thing. You know, he's so mean, so he's just done with her. But then he's calling her every day. I mean, there's just so much. So Sutton goes, well, look, I have several LLCs, and if that money did go in there, it seems like you would notice that or question that. So, and she goes, well, I was kept away from the books. Oh, even with your own LLC? I mean, that would make me insane.
Yes, and it did make me insane.
Well, you know, you read these headlines, and it's hard to digest. Like I said, orphans and widows. That makes you feel sick, like a door.
Like Kyle's dinner. But you know, orphans and widows would probably taste better than Kyle's mashed potatoes. Am I right, guys?
It's like Kyle interrupting you on an airplane. Just terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
So Erica goes,
one of the lawyers said, where's the money? And I said, talk to Tom about it. I mean, I found out we had $50 to $80 million in cash that's gone. We did? Well, that was in the LA Times article that you so thoroughly read, Sutton.
She goes, well, I'm sorry, I read it.
Oh, no, you don't have to be. You don't have to be sorry. The point is, no one knows the answer but Tom.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this. At this point, coconut music came out. We talk about coconut music. Coconut music, its origins are really on Survivor, where like when someone's doing something stupid on Survivor, usually pertaining to coconuts, there's this music that's like bonk, 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 bonk. And then it gets used often on Real Housewives of New York when Ramona is usually trying to make people feel bad for her when she's like crying or something. It's like bonk, 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 bonk. And here I noticed they brought some coconut music, but they didn't want to fully commit to coconutting it up. So it was like suspicious coconut music. It was like bonk, 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 bonk. So it's like... to me, that was a sign that the producers did not believe Erica.
Non-committal coconut music. She's guilty.
That's slightly suspicious. Yeah.
So everyone's silent while the coconut music is going on. And Rinna goes, where does $80 million go?
Ah! Explain that to me. That's a question that only Tom knows the answer to.
Well, I'd like to say that most people here whose names don't rhyme with Martin believe in your innocence.
She's like, well, I haven't been accused of anything.
Well, right. I just think it's a matter of what you knew and if you were complicit. It's not about being accused, but, you know, you get attached.
She goes, yeah, you know what? Those words, the complicit and accused, those words aren't cool, you know?
Well, no, it's not cool. It's not cool. It's not cool to read. It's not cool to hear.
And it's not nice to repeat it because you know it's not true.
I'll tell you another word that's not nice to hear or repeat. Coke. It's called Coca-Cola, Missy. So Dorit's like,
well, I certainly didn't think so.
So Sutton is saying that she's feeling very disappointed in Dorit because she thought they were simpatico, but that Dorit really softened. And she's like, well, maybe she has a weak backbone. So now Teddy speaks up and she goes, everybody's making it about them when it's not about them. Which is funny because I seem to remember, you know, Lucy, Lucy, Apple Juicy Gate and Teddy and text messages and all of that bullshit, right? So she's like, a big portion of people at this table have had lawsuits, and it has nothing to do with anybody else unless it's directly affecting them. We don't know. None of us know. Until someone tells us something else, I have to believe he's the asshole and you didn't know. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Okay, well, another tough one. Have you had any kind of discussions have you had any discussions with attorneys about the story? Carl goes, yeah, how to navigate. Yeah, how to navigate. And Erica takes another really long pause, and she's like,
no.
Guys, I'm sorry, but these are different questions than we started out with. These are very different questions than we agreed to.
Which is such bullshit.
It is such bullshit. Dorit is the one who said we have to ask hard questions. And so Sutton goes, well, these questions are honest, like Lisa wants me to be. Which I thought was a great little, you know, aside.
And Kathy goes, it's nosy. And Garcelle says, well, Dorit has a lot to say when Erica's not around. But now that Erica is around, it's a 180. And it's like, no, I support you. Mwah, 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 mwah. And so Garcelle goes, I'm going to be 100 as usual. Now, I don't know if you knew or not, but here's what I know. My sister had a kidney transplant, and it went wrong. And she had a lawyer, and she's very innocent. And she's saying, no, the money's just taking a long time. So if what Tom did is true, then fuck Tom.
It was like, yes, thank you, Garcelle. Thank you. And then, I don't know if you caught this, it cuts to Kyle, and her eyes are bulging, and they just start going left and right, like, you know, Felix the Cat clocks, like, whose side do I take? This sounds like something I should co-sign, but I don't want to be fair with a friend. Oh, no.
So Garcelle goes, because I know personally what it feels like when someone is waiting for their money. So Erica takes a moment, and she's like,
well, what is being alleged in that lawsuit is terrible, and he will have to pay for his part in that if that's what happened. Now, I think the part that's happened to Tom here is that he's not mentally capable, and he's in sole control of his firm, and I think it got away from him. And I think we're dealing with a man who is diminished capacity in control, not doing the right thing.
Which, if that didn't say enough about what fucking side she's on, that's
yes,
terrible.
Exactly.
That's terrible. It's like, okay, so we see where you're coming from. You're still going to set your husband up to not have to go to trial, right?
Well, when she said what's being alleged in the lawsuit is terrible and he'll have to pay for it if that's what happened, reminded me of like every corporation like Walmart or something where one of their products is, you know, central into some disaster and they give some sort of corporate statement of like our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and what happened is truly terrible, but we have to launch an investigation to see, you know, if we're at fault. It's like, no, you are at fault. It was like a Walmart truck that exploded and killed someone, you know. It's like, yes. No offense, Walmart, to drag you into a hypothetical.
Poor innocent Walmart over there. So she's like,
because if he Walmart. Stole the money, I'd like to know where it is. And that's the truth.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's not really the answer that you should be giving. Like, you need advice. You shouldn't be saying, I want to know where it is. First of all, you're trying to stop the victims from getting the money. You're trying to block the money. Come on.
So then Dorit does the performative exercise.
If I didn't love and care about you, there's not really a situation as the ones that love and care about you. You know, our friend is in a hurricane. And that's what we say. You know, it's like PK when he goes to the snack bar and we all get dragged in, you know?
Yeah, I love and care about you too, Erica.
And Garcelle I do too. I love you too. I love you too, Erica.
And Garcelle's like, what is it, a competition? Who likes her the most? Who knows her the most?
And longer. And so Rena's like, well, we want you to be okay, Erica.
And Garcelle goes, yeah, some support you more because they know you longer, apparently. But the victims are the most important thing here. You'll always be okay.
And Erica goes, the victims need to be taken care of. As in, we need to hire someone to shut them up. Am I right, everyone?
As in, they need to have cement blocks tied to their ankles and taken for a swim in a river. All right.
As in, I need to touch base with some of my old favorite customers in Hoo-Ha's in Jersey, whatever that place is called.
And Garcelle goes, yes, well, they're the most important thing.
Yes, well, that's what everyone's saying.
And she goes, well, I haven't heard it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was
did
great.
Anyone else cheer in their house? I was like, thank God.
I feel like everyone did. And Erica goes, from whom? And Dorit says,
I said a lot of it on Saturdays. Don't you remember when I said weirdos and orphans?
Yeah, we all said it a lot on Saturday. Remember when I sat there quietly and let you hang yourself? That was funny. That was good. And they're both going, no, Erica, we believed you the whole time.
And Kathy's like, well, first it's the victims and their families.
Yes, 100. Listen, I'm not worried about me. I'm last in all of this, okay? Those people are owed their money, which is why I've tried to set up injunctions from my things from being taken because they should be considered gifts from my husband. We just have to be patient and see what this man actually did.
So Garcelle's like, do you think we'll ever know? And Kathy goes, they'll get to it. They'll get to it. We're talking about gravity, right? We'll understand why the apple falls from the tree, right? What are we talking about?
Why did George Clooney die so soon in that film? I'll never get it.
Someone will figure it out. Don't you worry, ladies. So Erica goes,
I do not expect anyone to hold my hand. I appreciate the support. I have a long road ahead of me. And thank God I have a brand new Range Rover because I'm so poor. Those who want to be my friend, I thank you. And those who it's too much for you, then you feel more comfortable being away from me, I certainly respect that. And by respect that, I mean I'm going to be a cold bitch to you for the rest of the season. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
So the producer's like, well, you've been so strong so far. And she's like,
well, I don't know if it's strong. I'm just trying to put one foot in front of the other.
So Dorit's like, I just hope that God gives you the strength and courage to go through it. And please, God, will he be there sooner than later? As my mom's dear friend Florence Johnston from the Jeffersons said, you're moving on up. You're moving on up to the east side, Erica.
Are you there, God? It's me, Dorit. Please help Erica.
Kyle goes, well, I feel bad. I just feel bad that I feel bad that there were questions. And Kathy goes, it's good practice.
Yeah. I love Kyle saying, I feel bad that there were questions, as if she didn't know that was exactly what was going to be happening tonight. And then she goes, this dinner is so awkward. I'm looking for an eject button, much like most people did with all my audition tapes.
God, I miss Betamax.
So now the women move over to another room for dessert. And Rena's like, Erica, I can see how tired you are. Just like my daughter when she finishes that long drive to Scott Disick's house.
Scott Disick! Calabasas is far.
So then Sutton goes to Dorit and she's like,
so Dorit, did you throw me under the bus a little bit tonight? Because you had the same feelings as me. But then tonight, everyone's like, no, we didn't have those feelings. It was just you, Sutton. And she's like, I don't think that I did.
I don't know how I could throw you under the bus when I can barely open a door, am I right?
So Sutton's like, well, but you you have the same feelings as me, right?
100%. I'm 100% certain that I have 5% of the feelings that you have.
So she's like, well, I just got set up. So that was fun. Everybody seemed to just abandon ship. I mean, these girls, they got me. And so Erica's like, bye. So she leaves. And Sutton is like, wait, Erica, hold on. I have a prezi prez for you. It's a prezi prez. Hold on. There are probably a couple of glasses that you can clink, clink together. Hold on. Just one second.
From one Georgia girl to another, let me give you this. Okay, it's a dossier with all the documents. Can you look through that and give me some answers? Because I'm still so confused about your entire case. Thank you.
So Erica tells us,
you really know what people are made of when trouble is around. You could smell the cowards a mile away. I don't know if the rats are leaving the ship or if the ship is leaving the rats.
You're the one who left in the middle of the night, ma'am. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, what a truly insane episode. It's just hilarious. Oh my god, poor Sutton had to learn. I can't believe this is the same season where that I can't believe I'm in the same season where earlier I was like, fuck Sutton, and now it's like, oh, poor Sutton just learned the hard way what it's like to be with these women. But she did.
Yep. And that's how Housewives gets you every single time,
especially this show, right? Wow. Yeah. they really did a number. It was hilarious to watch.
Yeah, well, welcome back, Beverly Hills. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Go check out our Crappens on Demand videos of Real Housewives of Potomac, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. If you're not signed up on our Instagram or following our Instagram, go follow it. We're doing a lot of fun stuff over there. And we will be back next week with another round of recaps.
That is right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.